The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, last week we spoke about some British retailers no longer selling into Ireland, whether it's the Republic or Northern Ireland, but that list has rapidly expanded. Our own Siobhan Maguire is back with more details. It looks like more bad news, Siobhan.
Absolutely, Richard. I mean, just a week ago, we were highlighting the clear division in services with some UK retailers like Made.com, where the entire island of Ireland was no longer being catered for because of Brexit. And yet somehow mainland Europe could still be supported by a separate supply chain. Now we have Debenhams, who, as we all know, went into liquidation here last year, but who were still selling online to Irish customers via Debenhams.ie. And they have temporarily switched off that service this week now. So Debenhams.ie is no longer open for business. Now, on their website, there's a statement that reads, "We're sorry that we're currently unable to deliver orders to the Republic of Ireland due to the uncertainty around post-Brexit trade rules." And that they, because of that, they've made the difficult decision to temporarily switch off Debenhams.ie. And then if we look to the north, Richard, I mean, they're really getting the short end of the stick here, because UK retailers are actually stopping supplying Northern Ireland customers, delivering to Northern Ireland, the latest being North Face, who temporarily suspended shipments to the region while they grapple with customs clearance issues caused by Brexit.
And when it comes then to the supply of particular goods on the shelves, some of the British supermarkets with Irish outlets haven't got all of the products on the shelves recently in the last week or so. I'm thinking about M&S in particular.
Yeah, exactly. So we saw an awful lot of images being shared on social media in relation to M&S stores in, say, Galway and Dublin, where they were really struggling with stock in the last week. The likes of ready meals, fruit and veg, other chilled food were among those affected. And in some cases, the only kind of vegetables available were those sourced in Ireland. Now, they issued a statement in relation to the shortages, Richard, where they said that following the UK's recent departure from the EU, that they're transitioning to new processes and that it would take a little longer for some of their products to reach their stores and that they would be monitoring that. But then yesterday we learned that actually hundreds of products are being withdrawn from M&S shelves in Northern Ireland because of new customs borders. And that list is really vast. It's everything from cotton wool to Coke Zero to muesli cordial and even branded beers like the Belgian Stella Artois.
And it's interesting as well, Siobhan, because with the Brexit deal, we were told, you know, no tariffs and no quotas in relation to trade. But there are hidden elements to this that are emerging all the time, whether it's issues around VAT or issues around origin of the products. But we are starting to see prices go up on certain goods. Isn't that right?
We are, exactly. And again, it was M&S who have kind of explained this, and other supermarkets will be hit as well. This comes back to the rule of origin clause in the Brexit deal, which states that goods made or containing components that are made from outside the EU or UK and then resold by UK companies now face VAT and import duties when sold back to the EU. Now, this basically means the likes of, say, the Percy Pig sweets. There was an awful lot about that yesterday, the M&S Pig sweets, that basically may well go up in price along with many other goods. And to put that into context, Richard, about just how ridiculous the whole thing is, Percy Pig sweets are made in Germany, then imported into the UK and then redistributed to EU countries like ourselves. So the rules relate to the composition of individual products and how much of it has been altered in the EU. So yes, the price may well go up. And actually, the British Retail Consortium...
It's obviously a whole Pandora's box, and no doubt it's something we'll be returning to again in the coming weeks and months. Siobhan Maguire there, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.